Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 417.
Blog Talk Radio.
When I
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Ooh, for sure, for sure, for sure this morning. Taste and see that the Lord is good. But I like to add my twist to it. Boy, is he delicious this morning. Amen. Well, praise be to God. Welcome to Eagles of Fire, our morning AM devotion time, Breath of God Speak. And we're just so glad to be able to be on the air. For all our listeners and our intercessors, thank you so much for joining me every morning. And for some of us that are new, we're on Monday morning, every Monday through Friday, 6:30 to about 7:15, 7:30. My name is Governing Apostle Blossom Brackman, and I am just so glad to be your host each day and with other intercessors coming on to also participate and help in just bringing this along. And so I'm just so looking forward to it. We want to thank one of our new intercessors that is now joining us, Catherine Schock from, I think right now she's in Arizona, but she'll be praying with us this morning and periodically as we go along. So we want to thank God for our intercessor that has joined us. And then we also have Prophetess Paloma Rios and others. And so, again, for those that would like to really participate in prayer with us in the morning, we would love that. This is not a time really for prophetic intercessory words, I should say, or for presbytery. But this time is really for us to channel our hearts towards the love of the Lord and to thank him and to glorify him and come together just to worship him. This is our time to get our fresh manna for our day as we go forward. Some are fasting this morning because we're going away next week to Ohio for a two-day event. And so some of us have already started fasting for that. So we ask you to keep us in your prayers as we begin to go out to Ohio. And we're really praying for our college students that are going to be coming out. We just ask you to pray for us as we bring forth the love of the Lord to our college students because they are the next generation that's rising up. And so we want to pray for, just put those that are on your heart that you'd like to pray for this morning that is suffering our nation, our president that's now our new president, and all the other things that are happening in the earth. Just be sensitive to those areas and let us bring them before the Lord God, our maker. He is truly an awesome and wonderful God. Well, we have quite a few intercessors with us this morning, so we're just going to ask you just to take a few minutes each person as God leads you. And then we'll just ask the next one to flow. And then I will give you your nugget for today. And then following on the next couple of days, we will also ask other people to come on and also do devotion. This will also give us some different flavors of the word of the Lord. Amen. Well, to God be. I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited. Amen. I love getting up ready to start my day with the Lord. Anyways, I'm going to open up some of our intercessors' lines this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Paloma, are you with us this morning?
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Amen. And then we also have Catherine. Are you on the air with us this morning?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to Eagles of Fire. And I think I see also our intercessor, Anne Marie. Are you with us this morning?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Amen. Well, there's a number here that I'm not very familiar with, but I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves this morning. Your last four digits is 7189. 7189. Do you want to introduce yourself this morning for prayer?
Yes.
Good morning.
I am. I'm from Parkersburg. Just enjoy being with you with the intercession. Enjoy just being in the presence of the Lord and with like-minded Christians. I appreciate you being here.
Amen. Well, welcome this morning. Welcome. Okay, well, a few minutes this morning, so I'm going to ask Prophetess Paloma first to start with prayer, and then following her, I'm going to ask Catherine, and then following her, I'm going to ask Anne Marie, and then we'll open up with a nugget this morning. Amen? Okay, good morning.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to your name, Father. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Hallelujah. How great thou art. How great thou art, God. How great thou art, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Father. Hallelujah, 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 God. Oh, glory, 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 glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory to your name. We worship you. We adore you. We humble ourselves before you. We give you honor. We give you the praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah, 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 Father. Hallelujah, 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 God. We come with a spirit of worship before your throne this morning, God. We come with a spirit of worship, hallelujah, before your throne this morning, Father. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, how great thou art. How great thou art. How great thou art. Hallelujah. Savior of the world,
yes.
Redeemer of our souls. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are mighty. You are powerful. You are great. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for your love, Father. We thank you for your love, O God, towards us, O Lord God. We thank you, God, that you are good, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you that you hold us close to you, O Lord. Thank you that you do not leave us nor forsake us, Father God. Thank you that you stay close to us, O Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you hold us, Father God, and you do not let us fall, Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you are there to listen and to hear our voices every morning, Lord God. Thank you that you are attentive to us, O Lord God. Thank you that you answer petitions, O Lord God. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your miracles, Father. Thank you for speaking to us, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're just so beautiful. You're just so beautiful. Your beauty, oh God. Hallelujah. You're amazing, Father. Hallelujah. Father, I just, oh God, worship you, adore you. We lift our hands up this morning, oh God, in adoration and exaltation of you, oh Lord. We lift your name up high, oh Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift your name up high, everything, oh God. We lift your name over situations. We lift your name over our family. We lift your name over the nation. We lift your name over government. We lift your name over sickness. We lift your name over, hallelujah, tribulations and trials, oh Lord God. We lift your name up high. You are good. You are God. You are seated upon your throne, surrounded by glory and majesty, O Lord God. You are seated upon your throne, O God, in heaven, and earth is your footstool, O Lord God. We thank you that you made us, O Lord God, and we did not make ourselves. We thank you that we are able to call you Father, hallelujah, through the Spirit that lives within us, O Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for giving us a fresh breath of life, Father, for allowing us to wake up, to open up our eyes, O Lord, and to behold the beauty of your creation, O Lord God. O Lord, when we look up to the heavens, O God, we see your artistic hand, O Lord God. When we see the world around us, Father, we see your creation, O Lord God. You are beautiful to us, O Lord. You are beautiful to us, and we want to love on you as you love on us, O God. Hallelujah. Ignite the flame of your love within us every morning, God. Ignite it even higher today, Lord God, more than yesterday. For today we need you more, oh God, than we needed you yesterday, Lord. We want to be closer to you today more than we were yesterday, God. Oh, God, we love you. We love you and we humble ourselves before you, God. We humble ourselves before you and we cast our crowns to your feet, oh, Lord God. We unite ourselves with the angels and the 24 elders, Father, and we say you are holy. You are holy, God. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, O God. You are holy, Father. You are holy. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. How can we describe you, Lord? You are great. You are big. You're amazing. Father, there really are no words to really describe exactly who you are, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're amazing. You're wonderful to us, Father. And we love you so much. We thank you that you have adopted us into your family, Lord God. Mm-hmm. We thank you that you have called us your children, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name. I pray for everyone on this line this morning, those that are listening in, Father. And I pray that this morning, Father, you give them a fresh breath of life, Father God. I pray that you give them a fresh breath of your love this morning, Holy Spirit. And as they're on their way to work, on their way to school, just preparing for their day, Father God, that we can make a pause, Lord. And just acknowledge that you are with us, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord. Bless each and every one of us with your presence this morning. Bless us with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen. And so we're going to ask our intercessor, Catherine, if you'd bring us before the Lord.
Yes, Father, we just thank you. That song is so precious to me. How great you are. How great you are. Because that word art, it's dear to my heart. You have called me into the creative realm. And all those people that have that creative bent, I lift up to you this morning, Lord. Every single person who is creative, whether it's cooking or gardening or whatever they are creating with a paintbrush, for my particular call and destiny. But Lord, we thank you for the Father's heart to be able to hear your heart, the rhythm of your heartbeat. Whatever we are doing, Lord, we can give back to you fully and express your heart. From our hearts, Lord, I uplift to you your holy name. You are holy, God. You are holy, Lord. You are holy. You are so creative, oh God. You are such a unique God that we are honored. We are just an extension of your love for us. You are amazing. You are precious. You are priceless. You are awesome. You are heavenly, Lord. And you want heaven to come down on this earthen vessel in this earth, Lord. Praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I thank you for opening up the heavenly realm for every single person, wherever they are. Wherever they live, wherever they are working, wherever they are going today, Lord, you see, you have ordered our steps from the beginning of time, Father. I just thank you for new life that you are breathing. You are hovering over us, Lord. You are covering every step of the way. I thank you, Father, that even if there is rain that is happening, you change it to rain. R-E-I-G-N today, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We just lift up your name, God. There is no other name but yours and yours alone, yes. Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, release your love even greater today, more than what we can think, ask, or imagine, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God.
Thank you,
Father. Oh, Lord. Thank you for your breath. We breathe out breath and we breathe in life. We breathe out life and we breathe in life. We breathe it out, Lord. Let it spread, oh God, to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Jesus. Holy. Oh, Jesus, you're so sweet, oh, God, you're so sweet, oh, Jesus, prepare our hearts today, Lord, that we may receive all that you have for us, Father, through your Holy Son. By Ruach, the Holy Spirit. Jesus. Oh, my goodness gracious, Lord. Jesus. Oh. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for John 14. In particular, Lord, you show us the way. We know the way. You told your disciples. In particular, you told Thomas and you told Philip, Lord, that we know the way because you are the truth, the way, the life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You show us the way. You give us comfort. Thank you, Father. You are with us. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful.
Thank you.
And we love you, God. We so love you, Father. We love your Son. Thank you, Father, that you bring us to that place where you are, Father. That's what you say in your word, that we may be where you are. Thank you, Father, for this privilege and this honor. We are so grateful to you that we can partner with you. Mm-hmm. You love us so much, oh God. Jesus, where else would we want to be but with you? Thank you, Father. You are mm-hmm. such joy. You give us such joy because you are joy and you make us to be joy to so many others. Lord, I just proclaim and declare those divine appointments today that you line us up at the right time, at the right place with the right person that needs whatever it is that you have given to us, that love is not love until it's given away to somebody else. And Lord, I thank you for filling me up and allowing me this privilege and honor to be with you and to share what you have given to me to whoever and whoever, God. You are holy. You are holy. You are holy, God. You are amazing, God. You go beyond boundaries just because you are, and we are, because you are in us, and we are in you. Yeah. And your heart is so large. Your heart is so large. Lord, sometimes I feel like I'm just swimming in your overwhelming, lavish love inside of your heart. That it's so amazing to be there where you are. You are amazing, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you will unfold each of us today, just like a beautiful rose, because you are the rose of Sharon. Let your fragrance just go forth and open up ever so gently, ever so lovingly, ever so fully. Oh, he kiki. Thank you, Lord, that you can be quiet and you can be loud. But thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Catherine. God bless you. And now, our intercessor, Anne Marie, would you like to bring us before the Lord also in prayer? Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to you, oh, Father God. Oh, Savior divine, hallelujah. I lift you up this morning, oh, God. Father, the incense is just rising up to your nostril this morning with praise and glory and honor. May it be a sweet-smelling savor to you, oh, God. Father, our heart rejoice in you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for you open up our eyes. You give us health and strength, Father God, to be here another day, to rejoice in you, not to look at ourselves, not to look at our circumstances, not to look at our problems, not to look at others, but to keep our eyes upon you, O God, the way maker, hallelujah, the life, the truth, Tibo Shanda, Father God, you are God and there is no other God besides you, O God. So we start our day in adoration to you, O God. Just lifting you up, oh God. Just lifting you up, oh God. For our heart belongs to you, oh God. As your heart belongs to us, God. You drew us by your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your love is great. Greater is your love in us than anything or anyone in this world, oh God. Oh, allow your love cover a multitude of sins, Adaboshanda. Father, I thank you this morning for your goodness, for your mercy, hallelujah. Father, I just praise your divine name this morning, oh God. And we lift up our eyes to the hills this morning, from whence cometh our help. For our help cometh from you and you alone, O God. We don't seek you alone just for your help, Lord. We seek you because you are God and because you are God alone. Just by that, God, we humble ourselves on our knees before you, O God. Hallelujah. O Robo Shanda, and we cry out to you, Abba, Abba, Father. As you pour out your refreshing anointing upon us this day, God. Your refreshing anointing for us to go forward in it, oh God. Hallelujah. Not just for us to be refreshed, but that we can refresh others through your word, through your love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In deed and in words, oh God. As we have a smile to give to each other as we pass each other. As we have an encouraging word, oh God. A compliment, oh God. As we just a touch, a handshake, whatever it is, oh God. That we can give it out freely to others, oh God. Without even looking for anything in return. For you are the abiding love
our abiding source, hallelujah, that we freely give out to others as we receive from you, O God. We thank you for your generosity. We thank you, God. And we pray, God, for our nation this morning. We pray for the president this morning, the cabinet, Lord God. Father Jesus, you see the government, and you are in the midst. And we say, let your will be done. As it is in heaven, so let it. We pray for wisdom, for knowledge, and for understanding for our leaders, O God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem this morning, O God. We pray, God, that you just have your way, God. Breathe in us breath of life, hallelujah. Speak to your people, Lord God, in every state, in every country, in every city, God, in every community, in every neighborhood, in every home, hallelujah, in every shelter. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for this day. Father, we incline our ears to you to hear you this morning, oh, God. We revel in you, God. We thank you. We thank you for purpose. We thank you for destiny, God. Let you, oh, God, hallelujah, let your will continue to be done, God. Father, we pray, God, that the leaders, oh, God, will tune in to you, God, and resist their flesh and take hold of your spirit, oh, God, that they will lead by your wisdom and not by their intellect this morning, oh, God. Father, we just pray for your people in the White House, in the Congress, and wherever they are on the Capitol Hill and all over, God, that their voice will be heard this morning, oh, God, that they will stand up without fear, oh, God, and they will proclaim your word. They will proclaim your name. They will proclaim, thus saith the Lord God, hallelujah, and that they will walk in integrity, hallelujah, and that they will walk, oh, God, according to your divine purpose and your divine plan, Lord God, giving praise and glory to you, oh, God, and not minding what man will say, God. Father, Harabushanda, just like Daniel did, oh, God, when he continued, God, to pray by the open windows, even though the king declared that if they prayed to other gods, Harabushanda, what would happen to him? But he feared not. He took not stock what men said, hallelujah, but he took stock in you, God. For your word ruleth, your word stand forever, your word ignite our heart, your word strengthen us, your word take down every demonic, your word, oh God, is power, your word is mighty, Father, we thank you, God, so we pray openly to you, God, we praise you openly, hallelujah. We declare openly this morning, hallelujah. And we thank you, God. We thank you as you bring back your people into Israel, oh God, that they will stand up, oh God, hallelujah, and declare your word, hallelujah, and stand up for you as your peace reign upon them, oh God, hallelujah, as you show them your wonderful, marvelous kindness this morning, oh God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God. We just praise
you. Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, God, for this. For the audience this morning, oh God, we thank you for them and their family. Oh God, we ask you, God, to just keep them this morning and help them to be rejoicing as they go forth this morning, oh God. Let there be light, hallelujah, all around them, brighten their pathway as they go forth, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, your flame, oh, God, let it burn bright in their heart, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let the fire spark all around, oh, God, as they go forth this morning, oh, God, that each one would catch a flame this morning, oh, God, for we delight in you, oh, God. We delight in you, hallelujah. You make us laugh. You make us joyful. Oh, hallelujah. Our joy is full this morning because of you, oh God. We can't get enough of you, God. Without you, there is nothing. There is nothing, God. So we cling to you in all things, and we make all things marvelous because you are marvelous, Haboshanda. Father, we thank you, God, that you bring darkness to the ground and you bring light upward, oh God, for your light outshine every darkness this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And we walk in the light of God, and we praise you. We praise you.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Anne Marie. God bless you. God bless you. Well, the Spirit of the Lord has spoken this morning to the hearts of his intercessors. And, you know, as you were praying, you know, my heart was just being filled with his love. And there was like a flame in my heart for the passion that I have for the Lord. And it is his fire that causes us to pray the way we do. It's his passion that overtakes us because we know who he is. And truly, truly, he is our God, the God that answers by fire. Amen. Away with that, I just want to take a few minutes to kind of give you a little nugget for the day as a part of our devotion in the morning. To God be the glory. For, you know, sometimes, you know, even though prayer is awesome, is a way of talking to God, the Lord has given us his word so we can feed off of that to go throughout our day. Today's subject matter, and we'll just take a few minutes because our time is pretty much coming down to an end here, is our topic today is calling the shots, calling the shots. And I'm going to come to you from the scripture, from the word of God, and we're going to come out of, and I just lost my page, Luke 18. Sorry, that's not it. Just had it here. Okay, here we go. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. And he's just talking about Jeremiah and some of the difficulties that he faced. Let me just share with you. Thank you, Lord. I got so caught up in the prayer, I lost track of what I was doing. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, go down to the shop where clay pots and jars are made. I will speak to you while you are there. So I did as he told me and found the potter working at his wheel. But the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So the potter squashed the jar into a lump of clay and started again. And the Lord gave me this message. Oh, Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to this clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. If I announce that a certain nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, but then that nation renounces its evil ways, I will not destroy as it I have planned. And if I announce that I will build up and plant a certain nation or kingdom, making it strong and great, but then that nation turns to evil and refuses to obey me, I will not bless that nation as I said that I would. Therefore, Jeremiah, go and warn all Judea and Israel. Say to them, this is what the Lord says. He says, I am planning disaster against you instead of good. So turn from your evil ways, each of you, and do what is right. But they replied, don't waste your breath. We will continue to live as we want to, following our own evil desires. And in Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6, the Lord was sharing with him that he is the potter and we are the clay. And, you know, as I was reading that, it reminded me how often as I grew up that I always wanted to call the shots in my life. I wanted to be the one to make the decisions in my life. I wanted to control what was going to come and what was going to go. I was going to control my finances. I was going to control my relationships. I was even going to control my child. I was going to control those that were around me and make sure my world was the way I liked it. And little did I know that it took so much work to keep everything under control, to make sure everyone did what they had to do, make sure they didn't sin, just like Job did. You know, he would sacrifice and he would pray every day for his children so they, if they sinned, you know, that they would not be damned, if you will. And so Job continued to pray for his kids. If they had parties, you know, he prayed just to make sure they make it. And so, again, he was trying to control a situation, which told you where he was also with his walk with the Lord. But the Lord continues to remind us that he is the potter and we are the clay, and he can break us down and rebuild us up anytime he desires to, because he is the potter. We are the clump of clay. And we have to realize that God is in control of our lives. Yes, God gives us permissible will, but he is the true author and the finisher of our faith. And it is he that really is the God of control. But when we choose to try to control the shop, it takes a lot of work. And I've learned to learn to just surrender to the will of the Lord so he can have his way. And he knows what's best in my life. Oftentimes we're trying to have God do things on our timetable when we think that it should be done in our order, even though God has an order. And so we need to learn to give those things up and let God have his way. I find people sometimes get so weary, and most of their prayer life is about controlling someone else. They're controlling the church, or they want to control the people. They want to control their children. And a lot less time of, Lord, do something in me. If there's something in me that is hindering my walk with you, then let it be in me. You see, your family may not change. Your children may not change. All those, because they also have a free will. But my prayer for you today is that you will change to be more like Christ so that you can be a help to those that are in need and not try to control their lives. God gave every human being the free will to choose. And so I thank God for that, that we're not robots, but he gives us the choice to choose how to follow him. And so, again, let's stop trying to call the shots in people's lives. Our prayer is, Lord, change me so I can be a witness to those that are around me. Where I find when we try to control lives around us, you know, even a child up into a certain age, yes, we have authority over them. But there comes a time in one's life that we have to allow them dignity of being a human being. And that's what God has given to each man, the choice to choose and the free will to choose him. And so let's ask God to help us get realigned to be like him. How about let God work on our behaviors, our inadequacies, our hurts and our pains that causes us to want to control others to make our world a better place. In fact, how about we let God change us and remold us, because he is the potter and we are the clay. And so my prayer this morning is that the Lord, we give God permission to restructure our clay, you know, mash it back up together again and create a new individual in us. And we will find that when we give God complete control over our lives, that people may not change around us, but we would have changed. When we give God control of our lives, we see the change begin in others, not in our timing, but in his timing. And that's why this way we're not laying before the Lord pouting and being upset and disappointed because of other people's lives. But we will know that because we give control over to him, he will work it out according to his perfect will. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for that word this morning, that you are the potter, we are the clay. And Lord, we just don't want to call the shots. We want you to call the shots. We want you to be God in our lives. And so we give you all the praise and glory. Lord, give us a fresh mind, a fresh heart, Lord God, today to say, Lord, if there be found anything in me, Lord God, oh, Father, we give it to you this morning. And so we give you the praise and glory in advance. And thank you, Lord God, for holding us and making us to be like you. But, Father, we want to shine like you. We want to be contagious like you. And so we lift you up to make you famous this morning. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you each one of you this morning for your prayers. I look forward to connecting with you again tomorrow morning. May you be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful day in him. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.